This call, Why Can't I Leave You? It's probably self-explanatory. You stand behind the old black mare, dressed as always in that red shirt, stained from sweat, the crying of the armpits that will not stop for anything, stroking her rump while the barley goes unplanted. I pick up my suitcase and set it down as I try to leave you again. I smooth the hair back from your forehead. I think with your laziness and the drought too, you'll be needing my help more than ever. You take my hands, I nod, and go back to the house to unpack, having found another reason to stay. I undress, then put on my white lace slip for you to take off, because you like that. And when you come in, you pull down the straps and I unbutton your shirt. I know we can't give each other any more or any less than what we have. There is safety in that so much that I can never get past the packing, the begging you to please, if I can't make you happy, come close between my thighs and let me laugh for you from my second mouth. I don't like that very much. I don't like it at all, as a matter of fact.